Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
It is wonderful that you are here to join us and to be with us on Worship Radio 247. And this, I have to say, doesn't happen very often. But we have an appeal. On the 16th of July is our birthday, our sixth birthday. We've been broadcasting for almost 6 years now, non-stop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But we have a license to pay. To be able to play you the music that we play you, it's not free. We have to pay what we call PRS, Performing Rights Society fees, and it's a license that we have to pay every single year. And as our listeners are going up all the time, it gets more and more expensive. And so consequently, we have rather a big bill to pay. I'm not going to tell you the amount, because I want you to ask the Lord what you should give. And the way to give is very, very simple. All you've got to do is go to the website, click on Donate Now, and it'll take you to a PayPal page. Now, you don't need to pay with PayPal. You can pay with a credit card or a debit card. Whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, we would love you to donate for this license that is coming up. And at the moment, there's no way that we can pay it. As you know, Martin and I don't take a salary. We don't take a penny for ourselves. This is all for the work of the Lord. But this license does need to pay, to be paid. Otherwise, if the license isn't paid, we won't be broadcasting after July the 16th. So please, do all you can. We implore you to seek the Lord as to what you should give. You know, it's like a church service. Every time you go to church, the bucket comes round, the collection plate comes round, and you put some money in. Well, that's every week. We don't do this every week. And so consequently, the collection plate is coming round now for a love offering, and we would love you to give your very best gift to Worship Radio 247 for the license that is coming up. The email address once again is www.worshipradio247.org. It would be wonderful if you could help us out in this way. May the Lord bless you richly.
Do you know, this is a brand new operation for us. We're bringing you a podcast as often as we possibly can. And we're using Podbean to bring you that podcast. And I'm looking forward to all the things that we can do together. I'm looking forward to bringing you worship, bringing you prayer, bringing you all sorts of things. I'm really looking forward to that. And the way we're doing that is to bring you, as I say, this broadcast. And not only that, we're in the midst of changing studio. We're moving the studio from Essex to Hampshire. That's costing some money as well. But we're going to do it, and we're going to be live on radio very, very soon. At the moment, if you listen to Worship Radio 247, we are playing, or rather paying, repeats. That's what we're doing. We're bringing you those repeats because we've not been able to go live because of the lockdown. But we are moving the studio. The whole operation is on the move, and it's costing us a little bit of money, you know. So to let you know what's going on and to bring you these podcasts, these live podcasts, is what we're doing at the moment, and we're loving it. On today's podcast, I'm going to bring you an episode, in fact, the very first episode of Being Like Christ. That's a short word. That's coming up very, very soon. But right now, we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. This is wonderful. This is Worship Central here on the Worship Radio 247 podcast. It's called Dry Bones. And don't forget, if you'd like to write to us, we would love to hear from you. The email is working perfectly. www.worshipradio247.org is the email address, but the email is studio@worshipradio247.
God is here.
.org.
Moving in our hearts, looking to pour out his love abundantly in us. We are here, longing to be changed, breathe into our lives again. Don't let us leave the same. Spirit of God, fire of love, come have your way in us. Your glory and power awaken us now. Lord, have your way in us.
Know this song, join in.
Love.
such powerful worship there. Here on the Worship Radio 247 podcast. That is Dry Bones from Worship Central. Coming next is the first episode of a series called Being Like Christ. That is next.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
I am so happy. You know why? Because I'm bringing you a brand new series on the Daily Devotional. This is part one. And the title of this series is Being Like Christ. You and I, becoming more and more like Christ. Let's look at Scripture. We're going to go to 1 John, the second chapter. And I'm looking at verses 16 and 17, but we really need to go back to verse 15 for some context. And it says this: Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. How true is that? For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But everyone who does what pleases God will live forever. Being like Christ. You know, as we look around us and we see the world the way it is at the moment, as we regard this world and the things in it, yes, we do get pleasure. Yes, we get pleasure from watching television. Yes, we get pleasure from going out to the theatre, to the cinema. We get pleasure from going out to dinner. There are all sorts of pleasures in this world. What John is saying is you may well have these pleasures. But John uses the word craving. In the NLT, the New Living Translation, he uses that word craving as a drug addict would crave for drugs, as an alcoholic would crave for alcohol, as someone who's addicted to gambling would crave to actually be gambling, as someone who is hooked on pornography, they crave to look at pornography. You see, the word crave means a need. But where we need to change our lives, where we need to change our thought patterns, is taking it away from craving the things of this world, and we need to be craving the love of God. We need to be craving spending time with Him. We need to be addicted to that. Someone told me that they listen to Worship Radio 247 often,
And they said when they started listening to Worship Radio 247, it almost became an addiction. Because such was their feeling toward what they were listening to. That sort of craving is good. Maybe you crave going to church. Maybe you crave being in the presence of your friends and your colleagues and your family when you're worshiping God together. But perhaps there's a small addiction that needs to be looked at in terms of what you watch on TV. Maybe you're drinking too much. And this is the way to tell if that craving is too much. What you do is you say to yourself, do I want to watch television more than I want to worship the Lord? Do I want to go to the betting shop more than I want to worship God? Is that drink what I really need right now? Or is it to worship the living God? That's the way to tell. That is the way to look at your life and say, I'm not craving the Holy Spirit nearly enough, and I need to. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and a pride in our achievements and possessions. You know, for some while, certainly at the beginning of our tenure on Worship Radio 247, when we began this ministry, I used to look at the figures now and again to see how many people were listening. And at the beginning, there weren't that many. And then they started to grow. And as they started to grow, I became proud. Now, I'm being open and honest with you here. I became proud of that fact that the Worship Radio 247 listeners were listening. And I became proud of the fact that they were hearing the Word of God and that they were worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And I became proud of the fact that the numbers were slowly creeping up. And then inexplicably, the numbers started to fall again. And I remember talking to my PA, and Mag said to me, you're not supposed to be concerned about how many people are listening to Worship Radio 247, how many people are watching Worship TV. That is not your concern. Your concern is to do that which God has told you to do. And that means, if necessary, broadcasting to no one. And of course, she was right. And I learnt a very important lesson. You see, it's not about me. It's not about what I do on Worship Radio 247. It's not about the passion that I have for worship. It's about God. It's about me becoming more like Christ. And that's what it's about for you, beloved. It's about you becoming more and more like Jesus. My prayer has been since that time I talked with Mags, more of you, Lord, less of me. More of you, Father, and less of David. Because it's about us gathering together to celebrate who we are in Christ. It's about us joining together across the world and praying for those that need prayer. A little while ago, we were praying for Jesse, who's sick and remains sick and is in constant pain. And we were praying for Jack, a 16-year-old lad who had a motorbike accident in Ireland and laid on life support. And because you made that decision that you would join with me and you would pray, this isn't about me. This isn't about you. But it's about Jesus who is touching their lives, and Jesus who continues to touch people's lives right across the world. It's nothing to do with me, nothing to do with you. It's all about Him. And as we put that in our minds, as we understand that, you and I, we understand that, we're being more like Christ. John goes on to say, and this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. And beloved, I know this. When you are worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, you are pleasing God. And when you open yourself up to make that decision that you will honestly and truthfully worship Him in spirit and of course in truth, you are becoming more like Christ. And not only that, you open yourself up for the Lord God Almighty to speak into your life, to begin to tell you the direction you need to go in, whether you need to go left or right or straight on or back. You know, I know the Lord takes us on a journey and we're on a race. And sometimes we get things wrong and we turn the wrong way, and the Lord will take us back to where we were and say, let's try that again. And this time, let's get it right. With the conviction that comes from Him and only Him. For condemnation comes from the evil one, we know that. John says, and this world is fading away. We know that. We know this world is fading away. Here's another way of telling what is important in your life. If it is television, what would happen if the television were to be taken away? What would happen if the computer were to break down, were to stop, were to be taken away from you? What would happen if that joy you have in maybe the odd glass of wine here and there, and it's becoming more and more and more? What would happen if your wine or your alcohol was removed from your house and there was none there? And all you had was fruit juice. How stressed would you be? How would you feel? When you answer that question, it gives you an indication, beloved, in how necessary are these things of the world. How would you feel about flying to a desert island where there was no electricity, there was no internet, there was no bars, there were no alcohol, there was no television, there was nothing there but just solitude? How would you feel? And how long would it be before you started to crave the things of the world? Because John says in the end times, he says, but this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. One day, those things that we crave will not be there. They will have disappeared. But finally, in this passage, John says, but everyone who does what pleases God will live forever. Are you pleasing God? Are you saying, Lord, you are everything to me. Heavenly Father, you are my number one priority, and I look only to you. I'm not looking left or right, but I'm keeping my eyes well and truly fixed upon you. For Lord Jesus, I want to be craving you only. Is that your prayer? If that is your prayer, then pray with me right now. Just say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry of the things that I have craved in my life that have not been of you. I ask you to forgive me, Lord. I ask you in Jesus' name to make me whole. Cleanse me, Father God, with the blood of the Lamb. Let me feel your love and your peace, and I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus, amen.
You know, it's a joy to bring you these podcasts. This is the very first one. We'll bring you Being Like Christ, and part two, that will be on the next podcast. It's been great getting your company. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll leave you in the hands of Beth Croft and say the word.
Empty-handed I come, reaching out for just one touch.
Until the next time, bye-bye.
Nothing left to lose. You restore what's broken. Lord, my heart is wide open. I've nothing left to lose. Rescuer. Down into my life forever.